For those of you that don't know, I'm Tiffany Denson, and we've been here for about almost 5 years, I guess. So I know most of you, and John, I just want to speak to you today, and I'm not going to get emotional, but I don't find it a coincidence that God laid upon my heart this week, Acts 20, is where he put me the entire week. And so I thought to myself, here is Paul giving his farewell, right? And his congregation they were sorrowful, they were emotional, they were losing someone that was close to them that they loved, that had shepherded them. And so I come to you today, not about my story really, but from a wife's perspective of how God has moved in my life here at St. Peter's. And most of you know, I came here mostly by the Caters, or Christy Cater, who doesn't even go to church here. But it was through her relationship with John Richardson that I was invited to a Bible study that John was leading 5 years ago. And so luckily, my process of looking for a new church home was quickly ended, and I planted myself here. And for the first time, we were in a church in 13 years of marriage, or I guess at that point, 10 years of marriage, where not only was I being fed and comfortable, but my husband was being fed and comfortable. And so that, for a wife, as many of you women know, it's such a gift to be in a place where your husband is being nurtured as well as your spirit and your soul. So for me, it was an answer to prayer, a prayer I've been praying for 10 years. I grew up in a church. Every time the doors opened, we were there. I knew scripture backwards and forwards, almost a bit legalistic, of which John has helped me work through a lot of that. And I married a man who went to church on holidays, and God was not a priority in his home, but yet he believed in God, and he knew that Jesus had died for his sins, but that was never nurtured in him. And so we entered into the covenant of marriage, both with the same belief that Jesus had died, but on different planes. And I think that for many years, I might speak to some women, they try to control that in their spouses, and they want their spouses to come to where they are in their spiritual knowledge. Women tend to kind of grow gradually, where men kind of do this slow, and then they have a moment. And so for 10 years, I prayed, Lord, I just want my husband to be the spiritual leader in my home. And part of it was me letting go of the control and letting him actually lead, of which John was so instrumental. And we've had a rough road the past 5 years. We've lived a great life by all stretches of the imagination. But this 5 years was ordained by God for us to grow and finally to come into that place of true freedom and abundance. And John Richardson has played such a significant role. Like, God has used him in such a mighty way. And for that, I give such great thanks. There were times when I would be in Florida for the summers and worried so greatly about my husband and his business. And I would call John crying and saying, John, I don't know what to do. I'm not there. Can you please play the role of me? Not his wife, but can you reach out to him? Can you reach out to him? And John faithfully always called Rush. And Rush at first was reluctant to kind of get to know somebody. In order to be close with someone, you have to give of yourself and be transparent. And Rush was hesitant the first few times. And John would just be persistent in calling him and calling him and calling him. Now I have a husband who actually calls on John. And I can't even begin. Like, the joy that I feel in that place. We recently were up against a big decision in our lives. A decision to possibly move back to Florida. And I called John one Sunday. I mean, this is what a pastor is, a shepherd. I mean, I thought, oh my gosh, Kristen will kill me. I'm calling on a Sunday. Hysterical. And I said, John, I need your help. Like, I don't know what to do. And we just prayed. And Rush came home and said, let's go talk to John. Which, if any of you knew Rush, that was not something that 10 years ago he would have ever done. And we went to his office that afternoon and or that morning. And when I say the Holy Spirit came in a supernatural way, John Richardson said, I've never seen so much passion in Rush Denson in all my life. And it was God. It was God moving in a way that brought him into spiritual authority in our family and then allowed me to go back under him where I was supposed to be the entire 10 years at that, well, 13 years of marriage. So finally, we're in a place where God is leading us and God is restoring the years the locusts have eaten. And it's really so much in part of what John has done through God in our lives, and that he heeded the call. And so as a wife, I humbly thank you that you have transformed our life in ways I never imagined. I've now witnessed my husband in just the past month witnessing to people. He's never done that. A friend of ours whose wife is killing herself through addiction, and he says, you've got to call your pastor. You need God in your life. Last night, we're sitting at a neighbor's house, and that neighbor is similar to Rush. He goes to church because that's what he's supposed to do. And he knows the word of God. He hears the stories, and they're beautiful. But he's not growing. And Rush sat there last night and said, we have a pastor who is my friend. He's a shepherd. He's not only led me, but he's fed me. And to hear him say that is remarkable. I had a friend this morning, a Jewish friend, call me, who Rush and I have been in his life for about a year, and I know there's no mistake. And he said, I think I want to come to church with you. These things are not by mistake, but it's through the hands of God in John's life that my life and my husband's life has been so greatly impacted. So for that, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I know that God will protect you and keep you all the days of your life.